Hello, my creative friend. Today, I invite you to join me on this gentle, guided journey where you'll have a chance to meet and connect with some inner parts of yourself that may not yet be aligned with the beautiful and bold business or creative goals that you're carrying in your heart right now. First, just a little disclaimer, this recording and any recordings provided by myself, Dana DuPont, are intended for personal growth, insight and relaxation purposes only. They are not a replacement for medical treatment, therapy, or any other type of professional advice. Always seek the guidance of your doctor or other qualified health professionals with any questions you may have regarding your health or any medical conditions. So this particular meditation is an opportunity to pause, tune in, and give yourself the gift of understanding your inner landscape, because it shapes how you show up in your work and how you show up for your creative dreams. The truth is, when you're a highly sensitive person with big dreams, there are often parts of you, from past experiences, fears, or even just your protective instincts that might be holding you back. Even though you're trying to move forward and they're trying to help in their own way, they can get in the way. This journey is designed to help you connect with those parts, understand them, and begin to lead them toward alignment so you stop sabotaging your progress and you start seeing the results you want to see. I'm inviting you to do this work because growing and expanding your business or following your creative dreams isn't just about the strategies or the goals you set. It's also about the relationship you have with yourself. If there are parts of you carrying fears, doubts, or old wounds, they can unknowingly create resistance to the very growth and the success you're working so hard to achieve. By meeting these parts with curiosity and compassion, you can begin to transform that resistance and you can turn it into support, which then will give you a little bit more harmony, and that allows some flow and it allows you to move in the direction your spirit wants to go. Meeting your inner parts is just the beginning of this process. When you take the time to notice and connect with these parts, that can lead to some pretty great healing and alignment. But once you've met those inner parts, there's a deeper layer of work that can also really help to shift your patterns, your beliefs, and your emotions. And it's work that doesn't actually require you to consciously figure everything out. This is where the MAP method comes in. The MAP method, which is just short for Make Anything Possible, it's a gentle yet incredibly effective approach to working with your subconscious mind. Now, your subconscious mind can tend to your inner parts in its own way, and it can do it with and for you so that you don't have to consciously do all of the talking and having the conversation with your parts. Thinking of it as a way to gently tend to the parts of you that need care, but allowing your subconscious mind to do the heavy lifting. The MAP method creates a safe space for your system to rewire itself, making it easier for you to feel aligned, clear, and capable of moving forward towards your goals. In my programs and my one-on-one sessions, I use the MAP method to dive deeper into this work. We also obviously always work with art and the moon because those two are very helpful for the subconscious realm as well. But the MAP method is a powerful way to support the healing process, especially for highly sensitive people, and especially if you've experienced trauma or emotional neglect. This deeper work allows us to clear those fears and blocks that might be holding you back. That said, this step of meeting your inner parts that we're going to do in this particular recording, because we're not going to work with the MAP method here, we're just going to greet and meet some inner parts. With just that one step can be extremely valuable and effective all on its own. Simply taking the time to recognize and acknowledge the parts of you that may be working against your goals can initiate some really deep healing. It's an important first step, if you ask me, and it's really helpful when you start to understand and get to know your inner parts, and it creates an entirely new and different relationship within yourself. I want to be transparent with you. This journey serves two purposes. First, it's my heartfelt offering to help and support you, whether or not you ever work with me ever in the future. I just really love this work and want to share it. I know how transformative working with your parts can be, so it's my honor to share that with you. Second, it's also an introduction to one of the topics that we explore more deeply in my new group program. It's called the Call to Grow, and it's a 6-month program for highly sensitive entrepreneurs who are ready to align their inner selves with their outer goals. So we work to clear those blocks. We also work with astrology and many other different methods, including your art and your journal, to just grow and expand your business. But in this guided journey, if it resonates with you, I encourage you to check out the details of A Call to Grow, because we're going to be doing a lot of this kind of thing so that your inner parts feel supported and you can move in the direction that your spirit really feels called to do right now. Before we get into the journey itself, just let's talk a little bit about what your inner parts are and how they affect you when you're trying to grow your business, because it'll make the meditation more effective. So inner parts, in my personal work, I often refer to your inner parts, because MAP method deals with parts, not in the same way that it does in the recording, because again, the MAP method is just giving commands to your subconscious to do it for you, but it's still working with inner parts. I was first introduced to the concept of inner parts in my journaling. So it wasn't even in my training for the MAP method. It wasn't in anything else. It was actually in conversations with my guardian angel, Cassandra, and to this energy and this loving presence that I refer to as Divine Mother. Don't worry, you don't need to resonate with Divine Mother or my type of spirituality at all to benefit from this recording. I share my conversations with her because communicating with spirit is part of who I am. It weaves its way into my work, my retreats, my writing, my art. So inevitably, it's going to weave itself here too. This is the conversation I had with Divine Mother that taught me about inner parts. There are memories that cause the body, heart, or mind to forget how sacred and precious you are. Sometimes these memories are challenging. Sometimes they are horrific. Often they are traumatic. Bodies get bogged down by memories. It's one thing to experience something atrocious and harrowing, but quite another for it to continue to live in your system and affect your body, your decisions, and your relationships. It's also quite another thing for it to live on after you have passed, which it does. Memories live on. They can be passed down from one generation to the next. They are living things that can and should be tended to. The body, heart, mind, and spirit share one system, but this one system is not always in agreement with itself. This one system can have parts that are afraid to come into agreement with the whole. This is the work we'll be doing together, Dana. We will gather the parts and the memories that carry and invite them to join us in love and unity. Love and unity naturally causes energy to flow. We will not be able to speak to all the parts at the same time, but when one part falls into agreement, all remaining parts witness the loving conversation and benefit from it. It's my hope that you build a regular practice of connecting with the Great Mother within you and help her gather all your sacred and stranded parts and welcome them home. Wasn't that a beautiful conversation? It really moved me at the time. As you can see, I came to know about my inner parts and learn how to lovingly take care of them through my relationship with Divine Mother. But it's the internal family systems model, or IFS, developed by Dick Schwartz that was helped me to better understand and put into words what Divine Mother was teaching me in my spiritual practice. So I was initially introduced to it in my spiritual practice, but learning more about IFS really helped me to put into words and better understand what I was naturally and intuitively doing with Divine Mother. While I don't practice IFS therapy, nor am I a therapist or a counselor, I strongly believe understanding about your inner parts helps you appreciate the complex internal landscape you have to navigate as you grow and heal, so that you can live the creative life you want or grow the business that you dream of growing. According to IFS, each person is made up of several parts, each with unique viewpoints, feelings, memories, and goals. These parts can sometimes conflict or cooperate with each other and with you and your spirit, and they can influence how you think, feel, and act. Although IFS primarily focuses on parts formed during our lifetime, I personally extend this concept to include past life parts and generational parts. These are aspects of ourselves that carry the emotional and energetic imprints of our ancestors or our own experiences from past lives, influencing our current behaviors and our emotional reactions in ways that we might not immediately recognize. So let's break this down just a little bit into some simple concepts before we go into the meditation. One, I want you to think of yourself as a whole self. So your body, mind, spirit, all of it, just one system made up of all these different parts. And each part has its own feelings, memories, and ways of seeing the world. These parts work together to influence your overall well-being and the direction of your life. Then I want you to think about your core self. That's a concept Dick Schwartz talks about in IFS. And at the center of this system is your truest and wisest part of you. It's the part that understands your deepest needs. In New Age spirituality, it'd be called your highest self. It's your potential, the vision you have for your life and your work. It's what I like to call your spirit. Ideally, your core self would be the one leading the way. But when you've experienced trauma or emotional neglect, other parts of you, parts shaped by fear or past pain, can take over instead. And your spirit will never, ever, ever bulldoze over a part. So it will always relinquish control and power over to a part if a part is needing to come forward or is wanting to come forward. Then imagine that you have these protective parts, these other parts that you form because of past experiences. So, for example, a part of you might believe it's safer to stay small and unseen rather than risk judgment or rejection. So it'll sabotage your efforts to market or promote yourself or your art. Another part might work tirelessly to avoid failure, leaving you feeling burnt out and overwhelmed. These parts aren't trying to harm you. They're doing their best to protect you based on what they've learned from the past, but they do get in the way of your dreams and they do stop you from stepping into your power or reaching your goals. When parts take over, that's because these protective parts can sometimes take the lead in your life, steering your actions and decisions in ways that might feel out of alignment with your spirit or with your true desires. And you might not even realize it's happening at the time. For instance, you might procrastinate on a project because a part of you is afraid of criticism, or you might avoid putting yourself out there because a part feels it's too risky. These behaviors, while protective, can hold you back from obviously doing what you actually want to do. You'll be able to see that you're procrastinating and you might even judge yourself for it or feel impatient and annoyed with yourself. But it's not until you get curious and look inward that you'll be able to shift what's happening and that you'll be able to finally tend to the part that's doing the sabotaging. Healing begins when you start to understand and connect with these parts, creating a sense of safety so they can relax and trust your spirit to lead you. Or trust you as a benevolent leader. When your core self is able to make decisions and take action in your life, things start to flow a lot better and you start to see some results that you want to see. Many of your inner parts operate in your subconscious, meaning you don't even realize they're influencing your actions, but you do see the results or the consequences of it. That's why tools like the MAP method are so powerful, because they work with subconscious realm. But understanding your inner parts and learning to take care of them, it's just going to help you release the patterns that hold you back. This isn't about forcing change. There is no forcing here. It's about compassionately guiding these parts to trust in your core self so you can move forward with clarity, confidence, and alignment. So let's get curious now and see which of your inner parts want to show up and reveal themselves to you today. So take a moment. We're going to dive into the meditation now. You can get comfortable. And let's begin by creating a calm and sacred space together. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And then just take a slow, deep breath in and a long, gentle exhale out. And let's do that again. Just inhaling deeply, filling your lungs with air. Exhaling slowly. Letting go of anything that's weighing on you right now. As you continue to breathe deeply, imagine yourself in a peaceful or a sacred space. This space is entirely your own, created by you, made just for you. It could be a cozy room, a clearing in a forest, a beach by the ocean, or even a glowing bubble of light all around you. Whatever feels most comforting and grounding for you right now. Picture yourself surrounded by the space, knowing that here you are fully protected and supported. And feel your connection to the earth beneath you. Imagine roots extending from your body, reaching deep into the ground, anchoring you, providing you with stability, and a little bit more of a sense of calm. And with each breath, let yourself feel more present in your body, more connected to the earth, more centered in this moment. Now let's set an intention for this journey. We are here to gently and compassionately connect with the inner parts of you that may not feel fully aligned with a creative or business goal that you're trying to work towards right now. This is not about judgment or trying to force anything to change. It's about inviting curiosity and compassion, opening a dialogue with these parts to better understand their needs and their role in your life. Take one more deep breath, and when you're ready, let's move forward with this intention in your heart. Let's take a moment to bring to mind your meaningful goal that you have for your business or your creative work. This could be a dream you've been nurturing, an intention you've been holding close, or even something you've only recently felt inspired to pursue. Whatever it is, allow it to surface in your mind. Take a moment to imagine what it would look like to achieve this goal. Try to picture it as much detail as you can in this moment. What does it feel like to see this goal come to life? What emotions arise when you think about reaching this goal? Let yourself sit with the energy, the excitement of this vision. As you hold this goal in your mind, reflect on a few questions. What excites you most about this goal? Why is this goal important to you? How will achieving this goal or this dream help you shine your light and share your unique gifts with the world? Let these questions guide you. And notice any thoughts, feelings, or images that come to you as you're reflecting on them. There's no need to analyze any of it. You're just observing with curiosity of what surfaces. As you hold this vision of your goal, know that it's okay if it doesn't feel fully clear or complete yet. This process is about opening a space for connection and intention, and you're exactly where you need to be right now. You know as much as you need to know for this moment. Just keep the goal in mind in whatever shape or form it's holding for you today as we move through the rest of the journey. Let's take a moment to gently step into your inner world now, creating a space within you where all parts of yourself are welcome. Visualize yourself walking into another beautiful, peaceful meeting space. It can be the same kind of space you thought of earlier, or it can be entirely different. This is a gathering space where more than one part of you is going to come together. So it can be a cozy room, a quiet forest clearing, or a serene place that feels special. Just let it form naturally in your mind. However it appears, make it a meeting space, which means visualizing enough pillows or cushions or chairs or blanket space for you and your inner parts to gather. So maybe you picture a kitchen table with some chairs around it. Maybe you picture a cozy living room with fluffy sofas and soft blankets. Maybe you picture the beach with a big blanket and enough room for everyone to sit. Maybe you imagine a fire with comfy chairs around the fire pit. This is a space where every part of you is welcome, no matter how it feels or what it has to say. Some parts may show up as images, symbols, or even just sensations in your body. Others might arrive as emotions or thoughts. You might see some in your mind. You might see colors. You might just hear their words or feel their presence. There's no right or wrong way for your inner world to reveal itself. Whatever comes to you is valid and worthy of your attention. Now begin to imagine your inner parts gathering in this space. You might notice some parts that feel shy or hesitant, others that maybe feel bold or outspoken. Maybe some feel protective or guarded. Each part carries its own energy and it has its own role. They all belong here. They've shown up because they care about you and your well-being, even if their actions aren't always aligned with what you're wanting. As you observe this gathering, imagine becoming the calm and compassionate leader of this meeting. Imagine also that your spirit or your core self is a loving presence. And it's somewhere that all of you can sense, and you all know that it's capable of holding space for every part of you with curiosity, patience, and understanding. It never needs a part to be different than it is in the moment. Imagine extending a gentle invitation to your parts, letting them know that they are welcome here, that you are here to listen and to connect, not to judge or to fix. Reassure them that this is a space of respect where all voices can be heard, but no one part needs to take over. Take a moment to notice the energy of the space. Are there parts stepping forward or staying in the background? Are there any emotions or sensations that seem particularly present? Simply observe without judgment, allowing yourself to be open to whatever arises. This is your inner gathering. You're stepping into your role as the leader of your inner world. As you sit in your sacred space, take a moment to notice if there's a particular part of you that steps forward. It might feel like a quiet whisper, a tug on your body, or a flood of thoughts or emotions. This part might feel hesitant, worried, or resistant about the goal you've been holding in your mind for your business or your creative dreams. However this part shows up, let it know it's welcome here. Take a moment to gently connect with this part. You might say something like, I see you, I feel you, I'm here to listen. Let it know you're not here to push it away or ignore it. You're here to understand and honor its perspective. And when you're ready, you can ask this part, what are you trying to protect me from? Notice what comes up. Perhaps it's a fear of failure, rejection, or being too visible. Maybe it's holding on to past experiences where you felt hurt or unsupported. Whatever arises, acknowledge it without judgment. This part is doing its best, even if its methods are sometimes confusing. And you can ask this part, what are your concerns about the goal I'm holding for my business or my creative dream? Why are you worried about this? Be patient and open as you wait for the answer. It might reveal doubts about whether you're ready or fears of overextending yourself or worries that something similar that happened in the past is going to happen again. These concerns are not here to derail you. They're just here to be heard right now in this moment. This part may have been working tirelessly to protect you from disappointment, shielding you from vulnerability, or keeping you in your comfort zone. So take a moment to reflect on how much effort this part has put into its role. Acknowledge its hard work and let it know you appreciate all it has done for you, even if it's time to shift how it supports you now. Reassure this part that your spirit is listening deeply and values its perspective. You might say, I see how much you care for me. I know you're trying to keep me safe, and I want to honor you for that. But I also want you to know that I'm ready to move towards this goal with your support, not against it. And I won't do so until you feel seen and heard, but I do want to move in that direction. Notice how this part responds to that. Does it soften or does it create more resistance? There's no right or wrong answer here. Sometimes just creating space for connection with this part can soften its resistance and open the door for cooperation. It's okay if it doesn't. That's all right too. Let this part know that this is only the beginning of your dialogue together and that you're committed to nurturing a relationship of trust and alignment. This part may be used to you pushing past it, dismissing it, ignoring it, burying it so you don't see or hear it. By treating it differently this time, you're teaching yourself and your inner parts that things can change in your inner world, and they can start to receive the kind of care and love that they never received from you or from anyone else in the past. So take a moment now to tune into your response to the part that has stepped forward. Notice how this part has showed up in your life and how it has influenced your business or your creative journey. How has it blocked your efforts in the past? Perhaps this part caused you to hesitate when opportunities came up, or it led you to doubt yourself, or made you critical in your towards yourself. Maybe it kept you playing small, staying in your comfort zone, or avoiding risks. Try to notice how this part influences you, or even influences the way you speak to yourself, the choices you make. Now bring your awareness to your body. How does this part make its presence known? Does it show up as a knot in your stomach, a weight on your chest, or a voice in your mind that tells you to hold back? Notice if it has shaped how you treat yourself. Are you harder on yourself than you'd like to be? Do you dismiss your dreams or struggle to celebrate your wins? Whatever you notice, just kind of notice without judgment how it shows up in your body and in your life. How do your inner parts stop you from moving forward? How do they tend to do that in your world? What do you notice about that? Now notice how you feel towards this part. Do you feel frustrated, annoyed, impatient with it? Do you want it to stop doing what it's doing? Or can you find some curiosity, some openness, or some compassion? If you notice feelings of frustration or impatience, that's okay. These feelings often signal that another part of you is stepping in, likely trying to protect you in its own way as well. It's natural. Just acknowledge the dynamic within you. It's a sign of your own complexity. If you do feel openness and compassion, know that this is your true self shining through.
This is the calm, centered part of you that has the wisdom and clarity to lead. This part of you isn't in a rush. It's not trying to force anything. It knows how to hold space for the sacred and for the scared and for the protected parts. It knows how to be kind and patient. If you notice that frustration or impatience is present, just invite yourself to gently shift towards curiosity if you can. Ask yourself, what if this part has been doing its best to help me? What if it's not here to hurt me, but to protect me from something it fears? Remind yourself that all parts of you have a purpose, even if that purpose isn't always clear at first. This process of shifting toward compassion takes time, so be gentle with yourself. Healing and aligning your inner world is not about perfection. It's about building trust and connection within yourself and all your parts. Let yourself lean into curiosity and compassion, knowing that every small step in this direction is a step toward deeper understanding of yourself. Now take a moment to notice if another part is stepping forward. This might be a part of you that carries a memory, a belief, or an experience from your past. It might feel connected to the goal you're working towards, or it might carry emotions that seem to surface when you think about how you want to grow and expand your business, or when you think about the creative goals that are most important to you right now. Allow this part to reveal itself in whatever way feels natural, maybe through images, sensations, thoughts, feelings, whatever comes. As you connect with this part, gently ask it, what do you need me to understand about your experience? Whatever this part is carrying, know that its feelings and memories are valid. It's been trying to protect you in the only way it knows how. Next, try asking this part, what burden have you been carrying for me? Whatever burden this part has been carrying, honor the weight of it. Recognize the courage and effort it has taken for this part to hold on to these feelings on your behalf. Then gently ask, how can I support you so that you feel safe to release this? You might imagine offering this part comfort, reassurance, or understanding. You might visualize holding this part in a safe and loving space, letting it know that it doesn't have to carry this weight alone anymore. It's okay if this part isn't ready to release the burden it's carrying just yet. It doesn't have to. Simply offering it your presence and care is enough for right now. Take a moment to thank this part for showing up. Acknowledge the role it has played in your life, even if that role has been difficult. It's been doing the best it can to keep you safe, to help you in some way. Let it know that you honor its efforts and that you're here to support it moving forward. Now imagine you're gathering all your inner parts together again, as if you're calling a meeting of your most important and valued team members. Take a moment to envision that sacred gathering, a circle of all aspects of yourself, each one unique, each one holding its own perspective and wisdom. All your inner child parts, all your past life parts, all your ancestral parts. In this safe and welcoming space, imagine you are ready to speak to all of them, So you take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you imagine sharing a heartfelt announcement with all of your parts. You let them know that your core self or your spirit, that calm, compassionate, and loving part of you, is here to take care of them forever and always. Remind them that your core self is capable of holding space for all of them, no matter what their feelings, fears, or experiences are. Let them hear the strength in your voice as you assure them that your goal is to move forward together as a unified whole. No part will be left behind, and all parts of you will be considered. Gently remind your parts of the goal you've chosen to work towards. Speak to them as if you're inviting them to come along. Explain the direction you want to take, but do so with respect and care. Let them know that this is a journey for all of you and that their input matters. Their voices are valued and their wisdom is essential. Now imagine asking each part to contribute its unique strengths. Even if there's some parts that you don't like or you wish weren't there or wish didn't exist, find that part in yourself, that core self, that can accept and love all your parts. Reassure your parts that this is not a journey where they will be ignored, dismissed, or judged. Let them know that their safety and their well-being are your highest priorities, and that more important than any goal or dream is the relationship you have with yourself and with them. Speak these words to them with sincerity. You are my priority. Your needs matter to me. And I promise to always try my best to show up for you with love, patience, and gentleness. I will continue to learn how to treat you better and support you in the ways that you deserve. Acknowledge that some parts may feel resistant or scared and let them know that's okay. There's no rush. There's no pressure. Remind them that even when they feel uncertain, they are still a valued part of the team and your core self is here to lead with compassion. Speak this truth to them. We go together. Every part of me belongs and every part of me has a place as I grow and expand and become more of myself in this world. As you close this gathering, take a moment to feel the unity and connection within you. Imagine all your parts feeling a little more heard, a little more supported, a little more willing to trust in the love and guidance of your core self. As we come to the close of this journey, take a moment to express gratitude to your inner parts. Thank them for showing up, for sharing their thoughts, their feelings, for their willingness to connect with you today. And imagine the sacred space you created just gently dissolves, leaving you with a sense of wholeness, some new alignment. Feel the energy of your inner parts settling peacefully. Know that even as the space dissolves, the connection that you've built with yourself remains. Then just think, what's one small step I can take today to honor my goal and the inner work I've done? Allow whatever comes to mind to feel simple and achievable, something that reminds you of the connection you've cultivated with yourself and the direction you're moving towards. I hope you enjoyed this journey and found it to be a helpful step in connecting with yourself and your goals. This meditation gave you a small taste of how I approach supporting your dreams in the unique way I tend to go about working with your inner parts to align with the vision that you have for your business and for yourself. The philosophies and the methods I use are grounded in this compassion, because that's what Divine Mother taught me, is to move forward with compassion, even when I feel limited, even when I'm sabotaging myself, even when things aren't flowing. That compassion and love come first. If you're a highly sensitive entrepreneur like me and you want to grow and expand your business this year and this journey resonated with you, I just invite you again to check out that group program. It's a 6-month group program that we're going to get together once a week. It's designed to help you align with your potential and to do that inner work. We're also going to work with astrology to peer ahead and help you make decisions that are in alignment and flow. You're going to be part of a small, intimate group because I am not a well-known person. I do not attract millions and thousands of people to my groups. It will be very small and very wonderful. Together, we'll work on clearing subconscious blocks, aligning with your vision, and creating the space for your business. If you're seriously considering joining a call to grow, the next step is to book a consultation call with me. On this call, we'll talk about your goals, explore whether this program is the right fit for you, and answer any questions you might have. You can find the link to book your consultation in the same email where you found this recording or on the page on my website where you downloaded this recording. So thanks for taking the time to connect with yourself on this journey, and I hope it helped inspire you to continue exploring what's possible for you, your business, and your creative dreams.